USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee has released the final report on impeachment. The report from the Democratic-led panel says President Trump placed his own personal and political interests above the national interests of the United States. Now, regarding impeachment, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's a myriad of options of how the House passes articles of impeachment against the president.
Senator Schumer and I could work out an agreement on what the procedure would be in the Senate. Failing that, 51 senators of any particular persuasion could work out a procedure for handling it.
California Senator Kamala Harris says dropping out of the presidential race is one of the hardest decisions of her life, but her campaign simply doesn't have the money to continue. She told supporters in an email it's becoming harder and harder to raise money needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.